Hi, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and I'm here to be the prophet in your life. Now, on what basis do I make that statement? Ephesians 4 tells us that when Jesus was returning with captive souls, he preached to in paradise between cross and the resurrection, he stopped. Said he was leaving captivity captive, and he stopped and gave gifts unto men. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Do you know the word pastor, as vital as they are? It appears here that 5 times in the scripture. The word prophet, over 450 times. Prophets have a place in the Bible, and that which has a place in the Bible should have a place in your life. Now, what's the point? 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe the prophets. This is King Hezekiah. Believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And notice it doesn't say believe the prophecies. You know, we were just looking for that accurate word, but we don't have a proper respect and relationship to the prophetic. We might as well go to a psychic or a clairvoyant. Might as well go to a palm reader. This scripture doesn't say, believe the prophecies, so shall you prosper. And you should believe the prophecies. Paul told Timothy to war the good warfare with the prophecies that had went out over him. So people say, oh, just put it on the shelf. It comes to pass, then it was of God. That's not what Paul told Timothy to do. We need to have a biblical response to the prophetic. Prophecy is a weapon of war. But again, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, not believe the prophecies, although you should, but believe the prophets. Have a committed faith. Build relationship to the prophetic, because just like you need a pastor, and you do, you need a prophet in your life. And if you believe the prophets, 2 Chronicles 20:20 tells us, so shall you prosper. And that word means come to breakthrough, to break out, to increase. Isn't that what happened when Hezekiah prophesied that to the city? And the next day, an entire army was wiped out by the word of the Lord just because they sent the worshipers out first. You see, my mandate as a prophet is to see you get your version of the breakthrough that I walk in. Somebody who ministers under anointing, they can't give what they don't have. Or they'll make statements, oh, if I released to you what I have, it would just kill you. Well, that's not my point of view. If you could get your version of what I walk in, you would absolutely revolutionize your life for the good. And you can go to fathersheartministry.net. You'll see a link there on the very first screen to find out how to engage the prophetic. I got news for you. It's not about reaching for your checkbook. Donations are always a part of what anyone does in ministry. You know, Jesus said, the laborer is worthy of his hire. But the whole point is having a relationship, not just a transactional relationship based on a donation, but an organic relationship with people that I've ministered to, particularly one-on-one over the years. That's my family. Those are the ones that I not only do after years, not only am I speaking into their life, they're speaking into my life. And we're walking together as a prophetic community. I just want you to think about that. Who is the prophet in your life? If you don't know, it's because you don't have one. And the prosperity defined in 2 Chronicles 20:20 is eluding you. No matter how blessed you are, you could be much more blessed. And if you're not blessed at all, the prophetic is the key. So here's a prophetic word for August 2025. The Lord says, I'm doing a new thing. The Bible says the winds of change are sweeping across the earth. And August 2025 marks a significant turning point for you. The veil is being lifted. A new clarity regarding my kingdom on the inside of you is dawning on the hearts and minds of This is a time of great awakening, where the scales fall from eyes that have been blinded for too long. Truths that were once hidden are now being revealed, even from the foundation of the world, bringing a fresh way of understanding and enlightenment to many and to your life specifically. So we need to embrace these unexpected shifts God is bringing about. The Father says, I'm the God of suddenlies. So prepare for unexpected shifts and sudden transitions. The ground beneath your feet, it may seem unstable as old structures, old ways of thinking, old ways of doing things crumble and new foundations are laid in your life. Do not fear. This is a necessary part of the process I'm working in your life and in your situation, says God. Remember this, blessed are the flexible. They don't get bent out of shape. So embrace the fluidity of the moment, says the Father, and allow yourself to be guided by my Spirit. Out of that which isn't working, isn't producing, and it never did, and bringing into those changes that I am orchestrating on your behalf in answer to your prayer, says the Father. You've cried and you cried and you cried, and I sent the answer, but because it made a demand on you, you didn't understand. You were pulling back as the angels were working to pull you out because you didn't understand. That's why the scripture says there's a peace that passes understanding. The peace, my peace, says the Father, will take you where your finite understanding will never go. So you must be willing to do like Abraham and be clueless at times. He went out, he knew not where. Worked out really well for him, and thus it will work out for you. This is a time, says the Father, for courage and authenticity. Courage to be vulnerable, courage to take down the mask and the false front and show me and show the world who you are and who I am on the inside of you. Not as braggadocio or arrogance, but in humility and honest testimony about who I am in your life and what I'm doing. The world needs your unique voice and your genuine expression. And it is only on this basis I will use you. Being your true self, I will not anoint that which is not authentic in your life. Not parroting others that you errantly may think that you should be emulating. Don't shrink back in fear or in conformity. Step forward boldly and share your gifts with the world. Your authenticity will inspire others to do the same, and there will be a ripple effect of truth and liberation in the earth, says the Father. This is a season of healing and restoration. Deep healing and restoration are taking place on both individually and in your relationships and commitments. Even in my household, the household of faith, where I have called you, to connect and reestablish your place and function in my body, the body of Christ. You wondered, you've asked God, what are you doing? And God says, I'm going to church. How about you? No more being hurt by the church or being burned by the mistreatment of others. For today's old wounds are being mended and broken hearts are finding solace. I challenge you, says God, to walk in forgiveness and compassion, for those are the keys to unlocking your captivity and bringing profound healing. Embrace the opportunity to release the past this day and step into a future filled with hope and wholeness. For there's a new abundance and prosperity. There is no impoverishment in my kingdom, says the Father. There's no poverty in heaven. For I'm the God of more than enough. And that includes provision in your life. If you can get out of fear and lack, laced thinking into the unlimited breadth and scope of my goodness, even in this area, says God. The old paradigm of scarcity and lack is dissolving, making way for a new era in your life of abundance and prosperity. Abundance not just of the material, but also including the spiritual, the emotional, and even creative wealth. Open your heart to receive the limitless blessings that are flowing towards you this day. This is a message of hope and empowerment. This is a word, a proceeding word, just for you. One of hope, blessing, and promotion. You are not alone in your journey. The universe bends to my will, says the Father, as my favor comes to pass, bringing overwhelming blessing and uplift to every area of your life. The forces of my kingdom are supporting you, the angelic hosts, every step of the way. Trust in the unfolding of your life according to my plan, and embrace the transformative power of this moment that I'm bringing about by the power of the cross. This is not a time for passivity. Listen, things are the way they are, says the Lord, because of what you're doing. If you want something different, you must do something different. Remember that my kingdom doesn't come with observation. You must do something. Waiting in passivity achieves nothing but disappointment. Move out in faith. Act now. Trust in my promise. You will not be disappointed. So remember, stay grounded in your faith. Know that change isn't change until it's changed. Connect with your tribe and set aside the isolation, the offense, and stubborn independence from those that I've called you to walk in step with. Remember that I am your peace. Keep your eyes on me. Get your eyes off of man and get them on me. Remember always that all things are possible only believe. In my name, through the power of the cross, you will find blessing beyond measure. This is a time of great promise and possibility, says the Father. Embrace the transformative grace of my love and blessing in the month of August 2025 and choose to step into the fullness of your destiny. God bless you. I invite you to sow into this word. Activate your harvest. You can give in several ways. You can visit fathersheartministry.net and click on the donation link. Be sure to get the free, all of the resources on the website are available at no charge. Be sure to go look at the Breakthrough School. Go look at the online store. Find something that resonates with you and download it and see how it produces in your life. You can also text the word prophet to 44321. Or send a donation via Cash App to $Prophetic Now. Many of you like to use Zelle, and Zelle donations can be sent to propheticnow@gmail.com. Or you can call our office at 417-593-9802. If you don't get through, you can leave a message or send a text to that number and ask for a callback. May your faith be activated as you believe and trust in these things that God is bringing about in your life. This is Russell Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this has been the Breakthrough Prophetic Word for August 2025. God bless you.